Yes, Mother, please.
सहनावदतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम्
Can you also do the Gita, Mahodaya?
Yes, Mahodaya. Patata Sanskritam?
Yes, Patata Sanskritam.
Om Patata Sanskritam. Patata Sanskritam, Patata Sanskritam. Patata Sanskritam, Patata Sanskritam. पठत संस्कृतं वतत संस्कृतं लसद संस्कृतिं लसद संस्कृतं चिरं गृहे गृहे च पुनरपि संस्कृतं वतत संस्कृतं ज्ञानवैभवं वेदवाङ्मयं लसदि यत्र भवभयापहारि मुनिभिरार्जितम् कीर्तिराजिता यस्य प्रणयनात् व्यासभाषकालिदास बाणमुख्यकविभिः पठत संस्कृतं वदत संस्कृतं पठत संस्कृतं वदत संस्कृतं ताण्डमूर्छितं यस्य मन्वते वाग्विचिन्तकाशिवाच यस्य विषयमधुरतां यद्विना जना नैव जानते भारतीयसंस्कृतिं सनातनाभिताम्बरां पठत संस्कृतं वदत संस्कृतं पठत संस्कृतं वदत संस्कृतं जयत् संस्कृतं संस्कृतिस्थिता संस्कृतस्य संस्कृते च प्रणयना च मनुकुलं जयतु संस्कृतं जयतु मनुकुलं जयतु जयतु संस्कृतं जयतु जयतु मनुकुलं सॉरी पठत संस्कृतं वदत संस्कृतं पठत संस्कृतं वदत संस्कृतं लसत संस्कृतं चिरं गृहे गृहे च पुनरपि पठत संस्कृतं वदत संस्कृतं जयत संस्कृतं जयत भारतं नमो नमः
अस्तु महोदय अस्तु सो वी हैड स्टार्टेड क्रियापदानि लास्ट वीक and some of them we did it as an exercise and some of them we did it as homework so the homework was to identify the verbs right and then try to address them with the pronouns right so sarvanama shabdah and kriyapadani how they are supposed to be used It's something that we did it as homework and what we also did was for only 10 verbs we had seen how the pronouns were associated and also we had seen the pratham purusha and the tritiya purusha last week aham how it is going to be formed with the verb and saha sa eshah esha everything will have t as the ending so it is a tigantam form gacchati agacchati patati ligati kridati pibati, khadati, pashyati, hasati and nayati. These are the verbs that we had seen last week, and we formed sentences using these verbs, pronouns to these verbs. That is what we did it as our homework. And for aham, the form is, the end would be ami. So if it is saha gacchati, for aham it would be aham gacchami. If it is khadati, saha khadati, sa khadati, then for aham it would be aham khadami. Similarly for likhati, saha likhati, sa likhati. And when it comes to aham, it will become aham likhami, right? Aham khadami. That is the form that it will take. So this is something that we had done as our homework last week. So we will try to practice more of these today as well. So before we get into the session, we will also try to look at few of the subhashitams or proverbs. So the first subhashitam is tejasam hina vayaha samikshayate. So the age of the glorious ones is never relevant. That is what it means. And we have one more subhashitam which says vidya dadati vinayam, vinaya dadyati patratam, patravat dhanam apnoti dhanadharmam tatasukham. So vidya dadati vinayam, it says education gives humility to a person. Vidya, vidya means education, dadati means gives. So dadati is the word that we have learnt, we will learn. It is actually a verb. Vidya means education, dadati vinayam. So education gives vinayam. Vinayam ityukte humility. Vinayad dadati patratam. So with humility comes the eligibility or the character in one person. Patravat dhanam apnoti. So from eligibility or from the character, we would get wealth. Dhanam apnoti. Dana dharmam tatat sukham. So with wealth, what will happen? It will lead to dharma. And once dharma is there, there will be sukham, or it leads to fulfillment. That is what dhana dharmam tada sukham. Thereafter comes the fulfillment of whatever we have achieved.
Sir, so, it should be sukham, no?
Sukham, yes, kham, no? This it should be kham. Right, it should be kham, but when this was typed, I think haswa is the only taken. The mahaprana is not taken here. The mahaprana has not come. It should be kha. It should be kha, which should be sukham. It should be sukham, and this should be kha. So this is how it should be, but it's not the case though. So this subhashitam, let me check if this is needs to be transformed. I'll make the necessary changes here. It should be sukham, not sukham. So the kham, kha, is coming from the belly. We are trying to pronounce it from the belly, and there is a lot of air that is coming out. It is sukham. I will make the changes here. And we will try to revise whatever we have done so far with respect to aham, bhavan, bhavati, bhavatah. Right. So we had seen parichaya so far. So here we are just telling aham. So aham jayantah, mama nama jayantah, bhavanta bhavan kaha, bhavan kaha, bhavan purushah, bhavati ka, bhavati sri. So bhavan kaha, kaha is who is he, bhavati ka, who is she. This is how the words would be arranged when with respect to the translation. Bhavati ka, bhavan kaha, kaha is who for masculine, ka is for feminine. That is what we see here. Bhavan kaha, bhavati ka. Asto. Similarly, so Yeah, okay, fine. Now it is fine, I guess. So, and also you are able to see the screen. I hope everybody is able to also see the screen. If anybody is not able to see the screen, please let me know. Astu. So we have here what is called as Chitram Varnayatu. So please describe the picture here. Please describe the picture as picture here. So what is that we see in this picture? Please describe what is there, what is not there. So Kim Asti, what is there? Kim Asti, what is there? Kim Nasti, what is not there? So Kim Asti is what is present. Kim Nasti, what is not present? So we have Nadi. Do we see the river here? So there is some flow of water that is going on. And in the left hand side corner here and in the right hand side corner here to the lower end of this picture, we see a railing. So probably this is not a sea. And then we have land on that side. So this is land this side, that is land that side. Probably this is a river, right? A stream that is flowing. So Nadi Asti. Atra Nadi Asti. Setuhu. What is Setuhu? सेतुः इत्युक्ते ब्रिड्ज् ब्रिड्ज् अस्ति वा सेतुः अस्ति वा समीचीनं सेतुः अस्ति अग्रे नगरम् अस्ति वा
नगरम्
अस्ति
नगरम् अस्ति
नगरम् अस्ति
नगरम् अस्ति समीचीनम् अग्रे सूर्यः अस्ति वा सूर्यः नास्ति सूर्यः नास्ति प्रकाशः अस्ति समीचीनं सूर्यः नास्ति चन्द्रः अस्ति वा
चन्द्रः नास्ति
चन्द्रः अपि नास्ति तारा अस्ति वा तारा
तारा नास्ति
तारा अपि नास्ति मेघः मेघः अस्ति
मेघः
अस्ति समीचीनं समुद्रः अस्ति वा
समुद्रः नास्ति
समुद्रः नास्ति अत्र वयं सर्वेषां स्वीकृतवन्तः नदी अस्ति समुद्रः नास्ति वाहनं वाहनम् अस्ति वा वाहनं कुत्र अस्ति वाहनं कुत्र अस्ति
बोट् इस् देयर्
वाहनम् इत्युक्ते किं वाहनम् इत्युक्ते
वाहनम्
इत्युक्ते
we are looking for the headlights also, no sir?
Okay, headlights, you are seeing the headlights in the picture?
Vahanam nasti.
Vahanam nasti.
Vahanam nasti. Bahu duram asti. Vahanam bahu duram asti. किञ्चित् चित्रे वयं सर्वेषां वाहनं न दृश्यन्ति खलु खलु तटः अस्ति वा तटः अस्ति वा
तटः
तट इत्युक्ते किं
तटः
समीचीनं बहु समीचीनं बहु समीचीनं तटः इत्युक्ते बेङ्क् तटः अस्ति समीचीनं तटः अस्ति समीचीनं भवनम्
अस्ति
भवनम् इत्युक्ते किं भवनम् इत्युक्ते किं भवनम् इत्युक्ते किं बहु समीचीनं भवनम् इत्युक्ते बिल्डिङ्ग् समीचीनं भवनम् अत्र दृश्यते नगरमस्ति चेत् भवनमपि अस्ति अग्रे प्रकाशः प्रकाशः वी हैव ऑलरेडी आंसर
प्रकाशः अस्ति
अस्ति वा
प्रकाशः अस्ति
प्रकाशः अस्ति वा
प्रकाशः अस्ति अस्ति समीचीनम् अट्टः अट्टः इत्युक्ते अट्टः
व्हाट इज अट्टः
अटः इत्युक्ते रेलिङ्ग्
ओके ओके अट्टः अस्ति
अस्ति वा अटः अस्ति अत्र अस्ति अटः अत्र अस्ति अत्र अस्ति अस्तु नौका अस्ति वा नौका
नौका अस्ति
नौका अपि अस्ति नौका अपि अस्ति नौका इत्युक्ते बोट् Two boat
one clarification sir excuse me so vahanam is different from nauka because boat is also a type of a vehicle right
samichinam vahanam itukte asto ya jalavahanam itukte water boat probably vahanam generally we say vehicle so vehicle generally in colloquial language we refer to something that is driven on the road that is what would be a vehicle
mahalaya water tractor hai mahalaya water tractor hai
railing
water jalam atah etyukte railing atah etyukte railing अस्तु अस्तु समीचीनम् अस्तु समीचीनम् अस्तु अग्रे वि विल् ट्रै टु डू दिस् सो फस्ट् अनिता भगिनी अस्ति वा अनिता भगिनी अस्तु वन्दना भगिनी अस्ति वा
अस्ति वा
नमस्कारं भगिनी अस्तु अस्तु अत्र अस्तु अहम् अस्मि इत्युक्ते ऐ एम् देर् अस्तु भगिनि अत्र वि हाव् अ प्रेसेण्टेशन् द स्लैड् इस् सर्टन् सेण्टेन्सेस् सो प्लीस् फस्ट् ट्रै टु रीड् द सेण्टेन्स् अण्ड् वि हाव् आलरेडि डन् दिस् वन् प्लीस् ट्रै टु रीड् दिस् अण्ड् आल्सो मेन्शन् वाट् इस् द मीनिङ्ग् आफ़् इट् इट् एव्रिथिङ्ग् इस् देर् आन् द स्लैड्
महिला अस्ति लेडीस् देर् महिला धावति Woman is running. Mahila kim karoti? What does the Mahila doing? What is Mahila doing? You can see that way. Mahila dhavati. Mahila is running.
Samichina. Asto, Mahila kim karoti? Kim is yukte what? Karoti yukte does. What does the woman do? Kim karoti.
What is she doing? What is she doing?
What is she doing? Astu. That is also correct usage here. What is she doing? Kim karoti? Mahila dhavati. Mahila atma dhavati. Samichinam. Agre.
Balaha asti. Bala, this is a boy. Bala kirati. Boy.
Bala asti. Yukte boy is there. Bagni. Bala. Asti. Yukte bala is there.
Okay. Bala kirati, boy is playing. Bala kim karoti, what does the boy doing? Bala kirati, the boy is playing.
Bala. Samichanam bhagni. Agre.
Saha kim, that's the kriya. So saha kim karoti, what does he do? Saha gachati. He is going.
So change this to feminine gender. What will change here?
Okay. Sa kim karoti? Sa kim karoti? सा गच्छति
समीचीनं भगिनि सा किं करोति अस्तु सो फार् द प्रीवियस् स्लैड् वाट् विल् बिकम् फार् द फेमिनैन् जेण्डर्
बालिकाः
बालिका अस्ति समीचीनं बालिका नाट् बालिकः बालिका
बालिका क्रीडति बालिका किं करोति बालिका क्रीडति
समीचीनं भगिनि बालिका क्रीडति अस्तु अग्रे
बालकः हसति द बॉय लाफिंग हसति शिशुः रोदिति द किड् इज क्राइंग बेबी इज क्राइंग सो इफ वी टर्न इनटू स्त्रीलिंग बालिका हसति द शिशु विल बी शिशु द जेंडर विल चेंज फॉर द शिशु या
Shishu will not change because Shishuhu, I don't think Shishu. We have a feminine Shishu only, Shishuhu.
Shishuhu Roditi.
Roditi, Samichinam, Samichinam Bhagini. Astu. Agre. Astu, Dhanyavada Bhagini. Agre.
Thank you, Dhanyavada.
अस्तु भगिनि रवीन्द्रमहोदय अस्ति वा रवीन्द्रमहोदय रवीन्द्रमहोदय नास्ति
अहम् अस्मि
अस्ति वा अस्तु भगिनि ओके अस्तु महोदय सो एतत् प्रेसेण्टेशन् केन् यु प्लीस् डु इट्
पुष्पं विकसति द फ्लवर् ब्लूम्स्
अस्तु पुष्पम् इत्युक्ते फ्लवर्
फ्लवर् ब्लूम्स्
विकसति इत्युक्ते ब्लूम्स् समीचीनं महोदय अग्रे
बिडालः उत्पतति इत्युक्ते द केट् जम्प्स्
समीचीनं समीचीनम् So, also frame the question for this particular case.
Bidalah kim karoti? What cat does it? What does the cat do?
Samichinam, samichinam, samichinam. Agree.
Kukkurah agachati. Ityukte the dog comes. क्वशन् कुक्कुरः किं करोति वाट् डस् डाग् डु
समीचीनम् अग्रे अग्रे महोदय
महोदय महोदय प्रश्न एक प्रश्न हलो
महोदय
शुड् वि केन् वि आल्सो से कुक्कुरः कः कः आगच्छति
कः सो हू डाग् कः इत्युक्ते हू अस्तु
सर्
अस्तु अस्तु महोदय बालिका गायति
द गर्ल् सिङ्ग्स्
The girl sings. Astu.
Balika kim karoti? What does the girl do?
Astu mahodaya. Agre.
Bhikshuhu upavishati. Ityukte the monk sits. Sa dhyayati api. He meditates. Meditates also.
Samichinam. Api is a new word.
Bhikshu kim karoti?
Bhikshu.
What does monk kim karoti? What does the monk do?
समीचीनं महोदय, समीचीनं.
सः जायति अपि,
सः उपविशति
अपि,
सः अपि
इत्युक्ते हि मेडिटेट्स् आल्सो. एण्ड् क्वश्चन् फार् इट्, सः किं करोति?
सः किमपि करोति
इत्युक्ते
किमपि करोति,
किम् अपि करोति. ओके सर्, वाट् डस् हि डू आल्सो?
समीचीनं महोदय, समीचीनं. अस्तु अस्तु, अग्रे महोदय.
सः कर्तयति इत्युक्ते हि कट्स्. क्वशन्, सः किं करोति इत्युक्ते वाट् डस् हि डू? सा पश्यति इत्युक्ते शी सीज्. क्वशन्, सा किं करोति इत्युक्ते वाट् डस् शी डू? सा पचति. सः अपि पचति इत्युक्ते शी कुक्स्, हि आल्सो कुक्स्.
समीचीनं.
क्वशन्, सा किं करोति? सा अपि किं करोति? वाट् डस् शी डू? वाट् हि आल्सो डू? वाट् डस् शी हि आल्सो डू?
समीचीनं, बहु समीचीनं महोदय, धन्यवादः. सो वी हाव् सीन् हौ द यूसेज् इस् देर् फार् किम्. सो वि विल् बि यूसिङ्ग् किं करोति, वाट् इस् इ डूयिङ्ग्, वाट् डस् इ डू, किं करोति, सः किं करोति, सा किं करोति, रैट्, किं करोति, किं करोति इत्युक्ते वाट् हि डू, वाट् डस् इ डू, वाट् इस् इ डूयिङ्ग्, दट् इस् वाट् इस् द क्वश्चन्. सो हियर् नौ वेन् वि आर् ट्रैङ्ग् टु से हू इस् इ डूयिङ्ग् आर् वाट् इस् इ डूयिङ्ग्, रैट्, we are addressing a person, correct? We are trying to address a person here. So what are the parts of the speech, parts of the sentences here? So one, we have what is called as kartrupadam, kartrupadam. So kartrupadam is somebody who is doing it, right? That is what is kartrupadam. So the subject is what is the kartrupadam. So ramaha, sita, mitram, bhavan, bhavati, aham, all these are kartrupadam. And then we have the Kriyapadam. And how does it happen? So here what we are trying to learn is all these tenses of these verbs are primarily in the present tense. All these tenses of the words are primarily in the present tense, correct? So it is happening right now. That is how we are asking the question also. What does he do? What will he do? What might he do? That is not the question that we are asking. We are asking the questions right in the present tense. The answers are the verbs that we are trying to get the answers from are also in the present tense. So they are ending with T. So if it is a person that is you're pointing out to, it is ending with T. But if it is for the self, it is ending with me, right? It is ending with me. Asmi, aham khadami, aham likhami, aham pashyami. That is how it is ending. But if it is ending with for the other person, then we are saying khadati, likhati, pathati. That is how it is coming. So it is ti for the kartrupadam, which is not the self. If it is for the self, we are using me, right? And all these verbs are called as latlakara. We will also try to understand them as we go forward. And what is that it means? Here, for example, we have patha. Patha is the root word. The root word is always called as the dhatu in Sanskrit. It is called as the dhatu, the root word. And to read means patha. Patha means to read. That is the verb that we have. And how is it formed here? If it is Ramaha, Ramaha patati. Sita, Sita patati. Mitram, Mitram patati. Bhavan patati. Bhavati patati. Aham pathami. Aham pathami. So it has become pathami. Patati for Ramaha, Sita, Mitram, Bhavan, Bhavati, Saha, Sa. Eshaha, Esha. All this will have the verbs pathati. For the self it is pathami. It is pathami. Astu.
Mahodaya, what is latlakara?
Can so, you explain me, please? Here, yes, so it is basically saying that we are trying to address in the present tense. That is what it means. We are referring to the verbs that are there in the present tense. Okay? So, we will have different forms for it. Different forms for the latlakara. We will also see as we go forward. We will also see that. For now, we have to understand it is the present tense. Present tense that we are referring to the verb.
Dhanyavadam, Mahodaya.
So, there are different lakaras. As we go forward, we will slowly learn about the lakaras as well. But currently in English, they are called as the present tense. We are trying to learn the present tense, how the verbs are represented in the present tense. He is doing. So, we have the ing form for the verb. Ing form is there. He does. He is doing. Right? That is how we are trying to address them. What is he doing? He is reading. He is trying to read. He reads. That is what the present tense, right? That is what we are trying to understand with respect to Sanskrit also. And when we are saying Kartrupadam, Kartrupadam, what is it meaning is, it is basically referring to the subject. Who is the doer of that action? Subject is definitely the doer of the action. So how is it referred to? It is referred to as Kartrupadam, Karta. That is what it means, Karta. Who is the Karta? Kartrupadam. And what is the verb? Dhatu means, dhatu essentially means it is pat, it is not patati, dhatu, so okay. See, whenever we are trying to refer to any verb, it has a root word, right? We have always a root word. So, the root word for the dhatu is pat, okay? The root word for the dhatu is pat. Patati is definitely the dhatu representation of it. Patati is the latlakara, rupam, right? So, when we are referring to the dhatu, it is pat. So we have patati in present tense, patishyati in future tense, and patitavan in the past tense, right? That is how these will be. As we go forward, we'll try to learn that. But the dhatu roop, we have the word, root word for it. That is definitely pat. So here, read is our root. He is reading, to read, right? We add something to it. Read, reading, read. If it is past tense, it is read. He will read, then will be, it will become future tense. Similarly here, pathati, pathati means present tense. Pathishyati will become future. Patitavan or patitavati will become the past tense. Astu or apatam, apatam is also past tense. That is how these words will be. So as we go forward, we will try to see this Excel sheet that I am sharing here. This is what we will be trying to understand. How are we going to refer to these words in present tense and in also whether we want to order. This will try to understand this also as we go forward. And when it is present tense or when it is Vartamana Kalaha, that is what is the Latlakara. Vartamana Kalaha Rupam is what is called as Latlakara. Kriyapadam in Vartamana Kalaha or in the present tense is what is Latlakara. So we will see that. Astu? So now, we will try to practice this. And Suchitra Bhagini, are you available? Astu, Suchitra Bhagini Nasti Atra. Agre Usha Bhagini Astiva. Usha Bhagini.
Asmi.
Astu Bhagini. So can you please do this for to dance? The verb is to dance. And can you please form the sentences in the present tense for Kartupradams that are given here?
So, my mic was muted.
Hello? Astu Bhagini, okay. You are audible, Bhagini.
Ramaha Lukyati, Sita Lukyati, मित्रं नृत्यति, भवान् नृत्यति, भवती नृत्यति, अहं नृत्यामि.
समीचीनं भगिनि. अग्रे
रामः अस्ति, सीता अस्ति, मित्रम् अस्ति, भवान् अस्ति, भवती अस्ति, अहम् अस्मि.
अस्तु, समीचीनम्. अस्ति इत्युक्ते
ऐ एम् हियर्.
अस्तु, सो भू अस्ति, अस्ति इत्युक्ते ऐ एम्
हियर्.
समीचीनं. दे आर् प्रेसेण्ट्. अस्ति इत्युक्ते प्रेसेण्ट्, दे आर् हियर्. समीचीनम्. अस्तु, अस्तु. अग्रे फार् ईच् आफ् दीस् वर्ब्स् देट् वी हेव् सो यूसिङ्ग् सः, सा, एषः, एतत्, एषा, ट्रै टु फार्म् द सेण्टेन्सस्. एण्ड् सिमिलर्लि यूसिङ्ग् अहं, ट्रै टु फार्म् द सेण्टेन्सस् दट् इस् देर् इन् द कालम् ऐ. So first thing, go, you will be presenting the first verb. So please present the verb as, the verb is going to be go, and then form the sentences that are associated with this verb, that is there in the first column.
Saha gacchati, sa gacchati, yesha gacchati, bhavan gacchati, bhavati gacchati, aham gacchami.
Samichinam bhagini. अग्रे सेकेण्ड् वन्.
सः आगच्छति, सा आगच्छति, भवान् आगच्छति, भवती आगच्छति, एषः आगच्छति, एषा आगच्छति, अहम् आगच्छामि.
समीचीनम्. आगच्छति इत्युक्ते
ऐ एम् कमिङ्ग्.
आगच्छामि इत्युक्ते ऐ एम् कमिङ्ग्. आगच्छति, सः आगच्छति, हि इस् कमिङ्ग् आर् शि इस् कमिङ्ग्. आगच्छति फार् अस्तु भगिनि, धन्यवादः. अस्तु भगिनि, समीचीनं भगिनि. अस्तु, अस्तु, समीचीनम्. अग्रे स्वर्णलक्ष्मी भगिनी अस्ति वा?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Aam bhagni. From eat.
Saha gatati. Sa gatati. Bhavan gatati. Bhavati.
Khadati.
Khadati.
Dati.
Dati. Dati means eat. Okay. Bhavan gatati.
खादति इत्युक्ते ईट्.
ईट् भवती खादति, अहं गातामि, खादामि,
खादामि, खादामि,
खादामि.
समीचीनं, समीचीनं भगिनि. अग्रे
नेक्स्ट् वन्. सः पिबति, सा पिबति, भवान् पिबति, भवती पिबति, अहं पिबामि.
पिबामि
ड्रिङ्किङ्ग्, हि ड्रिङ्क्, पिबामि, अहं पिबामि. सो ऐ एम् ड्रिङ्किङ्ग्.
इट् इस् अ वर्ब् भगिनि, पिबामि,
पिबामि,
अहं पिबामि.
Next one.
Agre bhagini.
Next one. Saha patati. Sa patati. Bhavan patati. Bhavati patati. Aham patami. So reading. Patati. I am reading.
Samichinam. Play.
Patati. Saha kridati. Sa kridati. Bhavan kridati. Bhavati kridati. अहं क्रीडामि, ऐ एम् प्लेयिङ्ग्.
समीचीनं. अग्रे
सः हस्ति, सा हसति,
हसति,
हसति, लाफिङ्ग्. सः हसति, सा हसति, भवान् हसति, भवती हसति अहं हसामि ऐ एम् लाफिङ्ग्
समीचीनं भगिनि बहु समीचीनं धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः
अस्तु भगिनि अग्रे मञ्जूषी भगिनी अस्ति वा
महोदय एक्स्क्यूस् मी महोदय it is also given it no he she it we are asked to convert it to it also so can we tell etat hasati how can nabumsaka linga can laugh so that word doesn't doll, exist doll. No
doll bhagini etat hasati etat hasati we'll refer to the doll
okay
astu bhagini
no but if you refer to table and all table chair it is also etat no then we cannot tell that word no
so let's say we will use this is laughing for to point out to something we say rather than saying he is laughing she is laughing this is laughing we just said this guy laughs or this guy is laughing so this is here actually it now we are trying to refer to as it so he laughs etat kunchika or etat patik or etat hasati etat api hasati if we try to refer to like this then it will become etat or tat which is far away tat hasati for example if we are trying to refer to a picture is laughing chitra patham tat hasati astu bhagini so then if the objects are trying to reflect some action then we are saying that is actually reflecting it astu so
tat hasati etat
we cannot say for if you are trying to refer to pulling a shabda depends on the context where we are using where we are using then etat and tat will become relevant but they will not be used everywhere
okay
astu bhagini
अस्तु
अस्तु अग्रे कः करोति अत्र
मिलति हसति कम्प्लीटेड्
हसति कम्प्लीटेड् मिलति अग्रे शिवकुमार् महोदय अस्तु महोदय हरिः ओम् महोदय
Mohan, my voice is coming. I could not hear you.
Yes, Mohan. Aham shronomi, Mohan.
Shall I start from first onwards?
From meet.
Meet, acha. Saha milati. Sa milati. Bhavan milati. Bhavati milati. Aham milami. सा गृह्णाति भवान् गृह्णाति भवती गृह्णाति अहं गृह्णामि सः पश्यति सा पश्यति भवान् पश्यति भवती पश्यति अहं पश्यामि
समीचीनं महोदय धन्यवादः गृह्णाति
गृह्णाति Grinati. Okay, okay, right.
The na is coming from the nasal. Na, grunnati.
Aha, right.
Astu, ma'am. Astu. So,
Dhanyavad.
Dhanyavad, Mohdya. Agree. अग्रे प्रियराम भगिनी अस्ति वा प्रियराम भगिनी
हाय हेलो
नमस्कार भगिनी
ओके
फ्रॉम स्मेल
स्मेल
जिग्राति
जिग्राति
सह जिग्राति
सह जिग्राति सा जिग्राति एषः जिग्राति एषा जिग्राति अहं जिग्रामि सिंह सः गायति सा गायति एषः गायति एषा गायति अहं गायामि सः नृत्यति सा नृत्यति एषः नृत्यति एषा नृत्यति अहं नृत्यामि
अस्तु अस्तु भगिनि धन्यवादः समीचीनं अग्रे बालसुब्रह्मण्यं महोदय अस्ति वा
अस्तु महोदय
आं महोदय
हरि ओम्
हरि ओम् महोदय फ्रम् रैट्
रैट् from right sa likati saha likati sa likati bhavan likati bhavati likati aham likami
astu samichanam
saha chalati chalati bhavan chalati भवति चलति अहं चलामि
अग्रे
सः धावति
धावति
सः धावति सा धावति भवान् धावति भवती धावति अहं धावामि
समीचीनम् अहं धावामि समीचीनम् अग्रे ओ सोरि एक्स्क्यूस् मि जस्ट् अ मिनिट्
सः उत्पतति सा उत्पतति भवान् उत्पतति भवामि उत्पतति भवती उत्पतति अहं
वाट् इस् भवानि भवान् इस् नाट् महोदय भवान्
भवति भवती उत्पतति अहम् उत्पतामि
अहम् उत्पतामि समीचीनं महोदय धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः महोदय
अस्तु अग्रे अग्रे श्रीहासिनी भगिनी अस्ति वा अस्तु अग्रे स्कोल्ड् एण्ड् ब्रिङ्ग् भगिनि
यस् सर् स्कोल्ड् सः निन्दति सा निन्दति भवान् निन्दति भवती निन्दति एषः निन्दति एषा निन्दति अहं निन्दामि ब्रिङ्ग् सः आनयति सा आनयति भवान् आनयति भवती आनयति एषः आनयति एषा आनयति अहम् आनयामि
समीचीनं भगिनि
क्रै सः सः रोदिति सा रोदिति भवान् रोदिति भवती रोदिति एषः रोदिति एषा रोदिति अहं रोदिमि
अहं रोदिमि
अहं रोदिमि
महोदय जिग्रादि जिग्रदि both are same meaning जिग्रदि or जिग्रादि
it is जिग्राति जिग्रति Jigrati, I don't think it is available. Let me see if the dhatu is there. Jigrati is actually smelling. Jigra is the root word. Jigrati will become for the third person. How we are going to refer to the third person, that verb will be jigrati. If it is jigrati. For the first person, if it is for the first person, we are going to use as jigrami, aham jigrami.
अस्तु महोदय धन्यवादः
अस्तु महोदय सो हौ आर् वि गोयिङ्ग् टु लर्न् दिस् इफ़् यु केर्फुलि लुक् एट् दीस् देर् इस् सम् कैण्ड् आफ़् चेञ्जस् इन् सम् वर्ड्स् एण्ड् देर् इस् नो चेञ्ज् इन् सर्टन् वर्ड्स् फार् एक्साम्पल् फटति वि सेड् फट् इस् फट इस् फट् नाट् फट फट् फट् इस् आक्चुलि द रूट् वर्ड् आर् द धातु रूपम् एण्ड् देन् योगः अ योगः ति पठ पट् योगः अ योगः ति दिस् इस् बिकमिङ्ग् पठति इफ् इट् इस् फार् अहम् आर् इफ् इट् इस् फार् द फस्ट् पर्सन् देन् वि आर् ट्रैङ्ग् टु से इस् पट् योगः आ योगः मि इट् इस् पठामि पट् योगः आ योगः मि पठामि सिमिलर्लि फार् खादति रैट् खा योगः अ योगः ति इस् बिकमिङ्ग् खादति सिमिलर्लि we have kha yogah a yogah mi sorry not kha khad yogah a yogah mi so this a is becoming a when it is coming to the first person khadami these are the changes for certain dhatu roopams for roditi there is no a it is not becoming rodiami or something like that it is remaining the same except that roditi is roditi there is no akaranta in between similarly for rodimi there is no akaranta similarly for shrunoti shrunoti means to listen to hear shrunoti shruno yogah a yogahati there is no a it is just shruno yogahati similarly for the first person shruno yogah mi shrunomi similarly for asti the dhatu rupam is as dhatu as yogahati is becoming asti similarly as yogah mi is becoming asmi asmi means to be here I am here I am that is what asmi astu so this is how we are trying to use this so and what is laghu marga hai ityukte shortcut how do we remember this but there is lot of grammar behind it there is lot of grammar to know how these verbs are transforming into one form or the other and that grammar is coming from the guru pani mahodaya or pani maharshi is actually explaining all these rules if we learn panini grammar all of these rules are explained in detail how each of these rules are being applied and what is the transformations that are happening with respect to these verbs that are being formed and all of these the core of all this is maheshwara sutrani so all the maheshwara sutrani extended is nothing but panini grammar and all the rules that are available with respect to panini maharshi grammar is what we are learning in sanskrit so that is what all that we are learning and these rules are nothing but these words these rules coming from maheshwara sutrani is nothing but the verb formations of everything in sanskrit so that is what we are trying to learn and as we try to learn some of the aspects most of these are covered in the panini grammar class or everything is covered in the panini grammar class how the grammar rules are laid and how the words are formed all that is there in panini grammar and if you had seen the email from swaroop mahodaya there are going to be panini grammar classes also will be or they are going to be conducted from September 26 so So if you are interested to learn Panini grammar, you can also attend this class plus the Panini grammar class also simultaneously. There is nothing like you should know these fundamentals first and then you have to learn Panini grammar. In olden days, or people when used to learn Sanskrit in olden days, language was learned side by side with grammar. So that is what is being followed in these classes that Sarup Mahodaya has initiated. And you can learn the Panini grammar side by side, learning this spoken Sanskrit class as well.
Sir, what will be the timing?
So there are about six classes that are going to be conducted. The mail, if you are interested, drop a mail to Swaroop Mahodaya. If you have his email ID, please drop a mail to him. If you are not having his email ID, I will send the details in our email today again. I'll send all the details required for the Panini grammar class in our email today, and you can contact Swaroop Mahodaya on that. Okay, there are six different timings that you can attend. They are starting from September 26th.
Sir, it is necessary right now, or can we do it later also, this grammar class?
You can do later also, Bhagini. But if you think you have time, I would suggest that you start right now, because weekly one class will be conducted, and they are going to last for 3 or 4 years at least.
3 to 4 years?
Yes, Bhagini. So one class started in 2017 that is still running. One class started in 2019 that are still running. So it is a lot to learn in Panini grammar. There are about 4,000 sutras that we have to learn. And to cover the entire grammar, So everything will be learned in very detail. The teachers explain everything in very detail. Every sutra, everything that we need to know. And it is a very scientifically developed Sanskrit grammar course. This is coming from the Mata, Dr. Pushpa Dikshit. She is the one who has designed the grammar flow, how it needs to be run, how it needs to be learned, how it needs to be read. That is the methodology that is followed in these classes. So okay. she is very famous in India. She got a lot of accreditation from the President of India itself. And she is based out of Chhattisgarh.
In Raipur.
Raipur, Bhagni, yes, Bhagni.
Yes, I heard about
it. Yeah, Raipur.
Yeah, I heard about
it. Mahadev, as per mail, the class will start from 27th Sunday.
Yes, 27th. Did I say 26th? It is 27th. 27th, yes.
Thank you.
So there are about six classes now. Originally, there were about 2 to 4 classes. Now it has been extended to 6 classes. And there are a lot of options for that. If you are interested, please write a mail to Swaroop Mahodaya. You will be registered in one of these classes, and all these classes are again free. So these are going to be very long-term sessions. It is not, and similarly, what we are doing here, all the recordings will be available for the Sanskrit grammar classes. But everything would be done in Sanskrit. So there won't be any English usage. And we need not know Sanskrit. Only the teacher will be teaching in the Sanskrit language. We need not know Sanskrit. We'll still follow that. Everything will be explained in detail. That is the information I just wanted to share with you. Agre. So, Astu Bhagini. Agre, we have Kriya Padani, right? So far, what we have learned is the Latlakara. Latlakara indicates that it is the present tense. Similarly, if you want to use the same word as an order, right, as an order, Bhavan Gachatu is an order. Bhavan Gachatu, right? Gachatu, Gachati is becoming Gachatu. You go. You please go. Respected sir, you go. That is, or come, Gachatu, right? Agachatu, come. Gachatu, go. Bhavan Gachatu. Aham Gachami. So he is ordering, you go. So then the answer is Aham Gachami. I am going. I go. So when we try to do this in the as an order or as a request, two things we can use for this kind of rupam of the verb, either in the Agnya mode or in the Prarthana mode. Agnya means order. Prarthana means it is basically a request, right? Prarthana is basically a request. So Bhavan Gachatu, the tone also here will vary. So Bhavan Gachatu if somebody is ordering, you have to go. A police will always, or the police on the road, especially in India, would possibly speak like this, right? But if we are going to a restaurant and we somebody, Bhavan Gachatu, he will say, please go inside. Bhavan Gachatu. He will open the door and say, please go inside. Bhavan Gachatu. He is requesting us to go. So this verb usage is either in the form of an order or is in the form of a request, right? So we have two forms to it. One is an order, one is a request. But the same verb, gachatu, two. Two is the kind of ending that these verbs will have, two. Then if he says this, then probably we will respond saying, aham gachami, I am going, I will go, right? That is what will be the answer. Similarly, so to do a homework, bhavati likhatu, somebody, mother's or father's saying, after coming from the school, please write your homework, bhavati likhatu, aap likhiye, bhavati likhatu, aham likhami, I am writing, I write, that is what would be your answer. Request, bhavati likhatu, maybe autograph or something, bhavati likhatu, aham likhami, astus, agre, bhavan patatu. Please read, you have exam tomorrow. Bhavan patatu. Shvaha exam asti. Shvaha prashna asti. So, aham pathami. I am reading, I read. Bhavan patatu. Bhavan patatu. He is reading probably a novel. So, please read. His friend is saying, please read. Bhavan patatu. Aham pathami. I am reading, I'll read. So, the way in which it is communicated can be used for two forms. One is the ordering form or the ordering way. The other one is the request way. Right? That is what will happen. Aham patami, bhavan patatu. That is what will be told and we will follow aham patami. So we have few verbs here. So we will try to practice this. So Tangam Bhagni.
Aham asmi. Aham asmi mahodaya.
Astu Bhagini, can you please do the first five verbs here for the requesting form and also for the present tense form?
Balakaha patati.
Patati? Aham patati. No, Bhagini, no. Bhavan patatu. Balakaha patatu. Balakaha patati. Balaka kim karoti? Balakaha patati.
Bhavan patatu balakah patati bhavan kridatu ramah kridati bhavan gayatu sita gayati
bhavati gayatu sita gayati
bhavati sorry bhavati
Chinta
so, bhavati likhatu, bhavati likhatu, sa likhati. And bhavan, okay. Bhavan pibhatu, bhavan pibhati.
Bhavan pibhati, samicha.
Bhavati nayatu. Bhavan nayatu saha nayati bhavan hasatu krishna hasati
krishna hasati
krishna hasati bhavati agachatu bhavati agachati Sharada Bhavati Pashyatu Sharada Pashyati
Pashyati Pashyati Samichinam Bhagavad Samichinam Attu So we will revise whatever we have done. Gachati is the present tense. Gachatu is actually the requesting form or the ordering form. Pathati to read, reading is the present form. Pathatu is actually the requesting form for the or the ordering form. Kridati is actually the playing, present tense. It is basically to play or play, to play or playing. क्रीडतु इस् दि आर्डरिङ्ग् फार्म् आर् इट् इस् बेसिकलि द रिक्वेस्टिङ्ग् फार्म् खादति टु ईट् ईटिङ्ग् खादतु ईट् ordering or eat, please eat, requesting. Hasati, hasati is to laugh or laughing. Hasatu, please laugh, please laugh. Hasatu. Milati, milati is to meet. Milatu, milati is to meet or meeting. Milatu, please meet. I order to meet. Milatu, milatu. So it is ordering. Milatu. Karoti, karoti is doing, to do. Karotu, karotu is actually doing, but you are ordering now, to do. Please do, do. That is what is karotu. Agachati, agachati is to come. He is coming, or so not he is coming. Agachati means come, coming. Agachatu, agachatu means it is ordering. Agachatu, atra agachatu. So you are saying come here. So that is what is agachatu. Similarly, pibati, pibati is to drink, drinking pibati. Pibatu, we are asking him to drink, drink. Pibatu, please drink. Nayati. Nayati means carry, right? To carry, carrying, nayati, nayatu, please carry, nayatu, to order, we are ordering, please carry, it is no more please now. Pashyati, pashyati means look or see, pashyati, to look or to see, that is what is pashyati, pashyatu, we are asking to see, pashyatu, that is what is ordering, ordering to see, tishthati, tishthati means to sit, tishthati, tishthatu means, tishthati means to put, tishthati, yeah, tishthati to put, tishthatu, again we are ordering,
sir, tishthati means waiting, no?
Havati, tishthati means,
waiting,
wait, sorry, to wait, tishthati means to wait, correct, tishthati, you are right, tishthati to may, wait, tishthati, wait, to wait or waiting, tishthatu, wait there. That is what is ordering or please wait, tishthatu. Bhavati, bhavati means to be there, bhavati. That is what is bhavati. Bhavatu,
bhavatu means... Sorry, I'm very dead. The slide is hiding. Please move a little left hand side. I could not see fully. All right, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you.
So, we'll come back again. Tishthati means to... wait, tishthati, wait, to wait, tishthatu, we are asking him to wait, order to wait. Bhavati, bhavati means to be there, bhavati. Bhavatu means we are ordering or pleasing him to be there, or she, pleasing somebody to be there, bhavatu. Likhati, likhati means write, to write. Likhatu, likhatu means please write and ordering to write.
Mahodaya, tishthatu is sit also, you know, tishthati.
Upavishatu is actually sit. Tishthati will also be, Upavishatu is actually sitting. Tishthatu.
Standing.
No. Tishthati is, yes, tishthati we are going to refer as standing or wait. That is what is tishthati.
Okay. Astam. Okay. Astam.
Upavishatu is sit. Upavishatu. Astu. Agre. Agree. Astu. So we have seen what these mean and how we are going to use them. So saha gachhatu. Saha gachhatu. Saha gachhatu ityukte, let him go. Or we are asking him to go. Saha gachhatu. We are asking him to go as an order. Saha gachhatu. Yeshaha gachhatu. Yeshaha also gachhatu. Means let him also go, somebody who is near. Saha gachhatu. Let her go. Saha gachhatu. Esha gachhatu, somebody who is near. Tat gachhatu, let it go. Etat gachhatu, something that is near, let it go. You are catching something and we are asking, let it go means etat gachhatu. Etat gachhatu. Vaidyaha agachhatu. Vaidyaha agachhatu. Let the doctor come. Vaidyaha agachhatu. Let the doctor come. Balakaha kreedatu. Let the boy play. Balakaha kreedatu. Balika gayatu, let the girl sing. Chhatra likhatu, let the student write. Chhatra. Now, when we are saying here, chhatra, it is here basically the feminine gender. Chhatra. Similarly, vahanam, vahanam gachhatu. Vahanam here, the vehicle. Let the vehicle go or let the vehicle go. with an order, let the vehicle go, or please let the vehicle go, vahanam gachatu. Astu, so this is how we are going to use gachatu, likhatu, gayatu, agachatu, kridatu. Astu, these are the various verb forms that we have for the agnya rupam or the prernartakam, right? Prernartakam is like pleasing, prernartakam, or saying to do something, that is what is prernartakam. Similarly, agnya is basically an order. Agnya is basically an order. That is how we are going to form these verbs. So we will practice this again. Now let me go to this sheet here. So go to this sheet here, and we will try to practice each of these verbs using saha, sa, bhavan, bhavati, eshah, esha. So which are the verbs that we are going to focus right now is these ones, and all these are ekavachana rupam, singular forms. Ekavachana rupam means singular forms. We will try to do this. So now we will do five of them first. So Raghavan Madhya, are you available? Raghavan Madhya?
Ahamasmi Mahodaya.
Astu Mahodaya. So please try to do the first of five. Please read the verb first, and then so we have the dhatu rupam also here, dhatuhu. So phat is the dhatuhu, and then please use the artha, what it means, artha or the meaning. And then we have the prenatak rupam or the lot lakaraha. So present tense is what we are referring to as lat lakaraha, and ordering or requesting is called as lot lakaraha. Okay, the verb form is called as lot, lot lakaraha.
Sure. So dhatu, can you hear me? Hello.
Yes, Mahodaya. Aham pranomi.
Okay. Dhatu pata. Lot lakaraha is patatu. Lot lakaraha patati. Pat agre to read. Krida to play. Lot lakaraha kridatu.
Ek nimsham, Mahodaya.
Okay.
So when you are doing this, also try to use them in sentences. Saha patatu. Sa patatu.
Sure.
Ye.
Sure. Sure. So dhatu krida artha to play. Lot lakaraha kridatu. Saha kridatu. Lat lakaraha saha kridati.
Samichinam.
Aham kridami.
Aham kridami. Bahu samichinam.
Dhatu bu. Bu ante to happen. Lot lakaraha bhavatu. Sa bhavatu. Lat lakaraha bhavati.
Not lat, it is lat lakara.
Lat lakaraha. As. Dhatu as. Ante to be. Lot lakara astu. Lat lakaraha asti. Aham asmi. Aham asmi. Sa asti. Lik to write. Lot lakaraha likatu. Sa likatu. Sah likatu. Lat lakaraha likati. Sah likati. Sa likati. Aham likami.
Samichanam. Bahu samichanam. Bhagavadyam. Samichanam. Dhanyavadah. Astu. Agre. Indra Ramakrishna Bhagini asti va?
Asti. Aham asmi. Okay. So I'll, from khad, from eating, khad. Sa khadatu. Saha khadati. Aham khadami. then mil to meet milatu saha milatu sa milati aham milami
astu samichinam
has to laugh sa hasatu sa sa hasati aham hasanti hasami
aham hasami
nind to condemn to condemn nindatu sleep is it or to condemn?
No by nindatu nidrate is sleep nindatu
okay. Nindatu eshaha nindatu esha nindadi nindati aham nindami
samichinam
shru thing to run ghavat dhavatu saha dhavatu sa dhavati aham dhavami
samichinam bhagini so astu dhanyavadah
sir shru is the word that is that root word but we are using it to run another
word. It is not true, it should be bhav. So I'll change this. I'll just check this second one. As you have said rightly, this is wrong. We will come back to this root word again. It should be dhav actually. This is not true. Samichinam bhagini, so we'll come back to this root word again. I'll have the modified list. So we will go forward. Agree. Sarada Ramakrishnan Bhagini, are you available?
Yes, sir.
Aam Bhagini.
Patat to fall. Patatu.
Sir, Bhagini, do not use the thicker pronunciation, use it the lighter pronunciation. Your tongue should not stick to the upper jaw. Your tongue should touch the teeth.
Okay.
Me is to carry.
Aham vadami. To remember.
सः सः स्मरति अहं स्मरामि
अहं स्मरामि समीचीनं समीचीनम् अस्तु भगिनि अस्तु भगिनि
थैंक यू
अग्रे अग्रे मुरुगप्पन् महोदय आर् यू अवेलेबल्
आं महोदय अहमस्मि
एकनिमिषं महोदय बहु ध्वनिः अस्ति अहम् एकवारं म्यूट् करोमि तदनन्तरं भवान् अग्रे गच्छतु अग्रे
अहमस्मि महोदय
अस्तु अस्तु महोदय अस्तु कृपया गम् धातु इति रूपम् एकवारं वदतु अग्रे गच्छतु
धातु गम् इत्युक्ते टु गो लोट् लकारः गच्छतु सः गच्छतु सा गच्छतु भवान् गच्छतु भवती गच्छतु गच्छति लट् लकारः गच्छति सः गच्छति सा गच्छति भवान् गच्छति भवती गच्छति अहं गच्छामि इष् धातु इष् टु डिसैर् लोट् लकारः इच्छतु सः इच्छतु सा इच्छतु भवान् इच्छतु भवती इच्छतु लट् लकारः सः इच्छति सा इच्छति भवान् इच्छति भवती इच्छति अहम् इच्छामि
समीचीनं
धातु अत् स्थत्
उत्
उत् स्थत् थ उत् प्लस् उत् योगः स्था तु गेटप् उत्तिष्ठतु लोट् लकारः उत्तिष्ठतु सः उत्तिष्ठतु सा उत्तिष्ठतु भवान् उत्तिष्ठतु भवती उत्तिष्ठतु लट् लकारः सः उत्तिष्ठति सा उत्तिष्ठति भवान् उत्तिष्ठति भवती उत्तिष्ठति अहम् उत्तिष्ठामि
समीचीनं
रूट् पा टु ड्रिङ्क् पिबतु लोट् लकारः पिबतु सः पिबतु सा पिबतु भवान् पिबतु भवती पिबतु लट् लकारः पिबति सः पिबति सा पिबति भवान् पिबति भवती पिबति
अहं यु आर् चेञ्जिङ्ग् इट् टु पिबति महोदय इट् इस् पिबति
पिबति पिबति सारि अहं पिबामि
समीचीनं
धातु त्यज् त्यज् टु लीव् लोट् लकारः त्यजतु सः त्यजतु 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 सः त्यजतु सा त्यजतु भवान् त्यजतु भवती त्यजतु लट् लकारः त्यजति
महोदय एकनिमिषं सर् यु आर् प्रोनौन्सिङ्ग् इट् फार् द फस्ट् टैम् करेक्ट्लि फार् द नेक्स्ट् टू टैम्स् यु आर् मेकिङ्ग् इट् ग आर् द सौण्डिङ्ग् इस् गोयिङ्ग् अदर् वे प्लीस् मेण्टेन् इट् सर् सर् त्य त्यागराज सो इट् इस् त्य
लट् लकारः त्यजति त्यजति सः त्यजति सः
यु आर् मेकिङ्ग् इट् द सो द सौण्डिङ्ग् इस् कमिङ्ग् एस् द इट् इस् त्यजति त्यजति
ओ द इट् द फस्ट् ऐ मै सौण्ड् गोस् एस् द ओके करेक्ट् मै सौण्ड् ऐ अण्डर्स्टुड् त्यजति 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 त्यजति
समीचीनं
सः त्यजति सा त्यजति भवान् त्यजति भवती त्यजति अहं त्यजामि
समीचीनं समीचीनं बहु समीचीनं धन्यवादः महोदय
धन्यवादः महोदय ऐ विल् करेक्ट् त्यजति थेङ्क् यू
चिन्ता मास्तु महोदय चिन्ता मास्तु समीचीनम् अग्रे विल् डू दिस् वन् अण्ड् देन् प्राबब्लि विल् स्टाप् अस्तु रत्ना भगिनी अस्ति वा रत्ना भगिनी
अस्ति महोदय
अहमस्मि
अहं दिस् इस् मै सेकेण्ड् क्लास् महोदय ऐ विल् ट्रै टु स्पीक्
अस्तु क्षम्यताम् ऐम् सारी अबौट् इट् सो नो प्राब्लम् सो
नो ऐ विल् ट्रै दिस् या ऐ विल् ट्रै इट्
अस्तु भगिनि अस्तु भगिनि अस्तु गो अहेड्
दृश्य टु सी लोटलकारः सः पश्यतु सा पश्यतु भवान् पश्यतु भवती पश्यतु लटलकारः सः पश्यति सा पश्यति भवान् पश्यति भवती पश्यति अहं पश्यामि
बहु समीचीनम्
उपविश टु सिट् लोटलकारः सः उपविशतु सा उपविशतु भवान् उपविशतु भवती उपविशतु उपविशतु लटलकारः सः उपविशति
उपविशति उपविशति भगिनि एकनिमिषम् उपविशति
उपविशति
अस्तु
उपविशति भवती उपविशति उपविशामि तधातु लोटलकारः सः तधातु सा धातु भवान् तधातु भवती तधातु
ददातु भगिनि एकनिमिषम् अत्र द प्रोनौन्सियेशन् इस् चेञ्जिङ्ग् फ्रम् ददातु फार् द फस्ट् टु टैम्स् टु दधा इट् इस् नाट् दधा डोण्ट् गिव् टु मच् आफ् एर् इट् इस् जस्ट् दधा वेर् द टङ्ग् इस् टचिङ्ग् द टीत् ददातु
ओके सर् दधातु
दधा ददातु नाट् दधा अगेन् इट् इस् शुड् नाट् बि ध इट् वुड् बि ओन्लि द लोवर् द एर् शुड् नाट् पम्प् इन् फ्रम् द चेस्ट् इट् शुड् नाट् कम् वित् लाट् आफ् प्रेशर्
दधातु
ददातु नाट् ध अगेन् यु आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु द बिग्गर् ध इट् इस् ओन्लि द स्मालर् ददातु
ददातु am I correct now? Okay.
ददातु समीचीनं
लटलकारः सः दधाति सा दधाति भवान् दधाति भवती दधाति अहं ददामि
अहं ददामि
अहं ददामि प्रच् मोदलकारः सः पृच्छतु पृच्छतु भवान् पृच्छतु भवती पृच्छतु लटलकारः सः पृच्छति सा पृच्छति भवान् पृच्छति भवती पृच्छति अहं पृच्छामि
बहु समीचीनम् अग्रे
त्रि लोटलकारः सः क्रीणातु सा क्रीणातु भवान् क्रीणाति भवती क्रीणाति लटलकारः सः क्रीणाति सा क्रीणाति भवान्
क्रीणाति
क्रीणाति भवती क्रीणाति अहं क्रीणामि
क्रीणामि
क्रीणामि अहं क्रीणामि
अस्तु भगिनि अस्तु बहु समीचीनं भगिनि बहु समीचीनं
धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः भगिनि
धन्यवादः
भगिनि अस्तु समयः जातः अद्य सो ओके देर् इस् वन् क्वशन् इस् दिस् स्प्रेड् शीट् अवेलेबल् वित् अस् सो ऐ आम् गोयिङ्ग् टु शेर् दिस् स्प्रेड् शीट् आफ्टर् दि क्लास् एण्ड् इफ् देर् आर् एनी क्वशन्स् फार् टुडेस् क्लास् प्लीस् लेट् मी नो एण्ड् फार् होम्वर्क् वी विल् ट्रै टु डिस्कस् द होम्वर्क् आल्सो सो इन् द अभ्यास पुस्तकं रैट् देर् इस् वन् कन्वर्सेशन् देट् इस् देर् दिस् यु प्राक्टिस् you need not write please do not write this conversation just practice then we have one conversation where possible words are given shatika cholaha yutakam urukam so shatika ityukte sari cholaha ityukte blouse yutakam ityukte pant urukam ityukte shirt so we are trying to form the sentences with these and we have what should be used here please use आवश्यकं मास्यु पर्याप्तम् अस्ति वा नास्ति वा सो दीस् सेण्टेन्सस् नीड्स् टु बि यूस्ड् हियर् यूसिङ्ग् दि सेण्टेन्सस् नीड्स् टु बि फार्म्ड् यूसिङ्ग् दीस् वर्ड्स् हियर् वि हव् पत्नी विक्रेता विक्रेता इस् द सेल्लर् पतिः इस् द हस्बेण्ड् सो द सिचुवेशन् इस् दे आर् कमिङ्ग् टु द क्लोत् स्टोर् एण्ड् ट्रैङ्ग् टु पर्चेस् सो प्लीस् फार्म् मीनिङ्ग्फुल् सेण्टेन्सस् हियर् ओके प्लीस् फार्म् मीनिङ्ग्फुल् सेण्टेन्सस् हियर् देन् we are going to the lot lakara rupam we have done this today upavishatu utthishtatu upavishatu utthishtatu so we have the exercise for this on the next page gachati gachatu agachati agachatu similarly for the other words please write the corresponding lot lakara rupam please write the lot lakara rupam and similarly here 2.4 a we have different words so you need to form the sentences for these verbs that are present here that would be our homework for today for this week that is what you will be practicing these two pages in abhyasa pustakam please practice and another question was is this sheet available so after the class I will share this sheet on our link on our website that will be available so I'll be sharing this as well right now I think I have not shared it so I will be sharing this as well with you on the website so this will, this sheet also will be available so this sheet you need not do anything just go through it please try to practice orally please do not write anything for this sheet there are a lot of verbs that we have about 50 verbs that we have put here and this is done by Sanjeev Majlikar ji and he is also one of the Sanskrit teachers we have adapted from that okay that is what is shown here and for the next class we will be continuing with this particular slide we will doing we'll be continuing with this slide we'll learn the next set of chapters as well so any questions you have for me today the slides have been shared in the email mohodaya so we will be doing a post the session I will again send an email for our class recording and homework they will be available there
I think for last slides have been shared sir
they have not been shared okay so another thing is you can okay let me show you so I'll share the website also class recording and homework so if you click on our website here everything is posted there so also in our emails I am sending the links you see here all our recordings are here you can download the slides from here as well so the links and the slides abhyasa pustakam is also there and devanagari script somebody who is not really aware of the devanagari script you can go to this website and play it you can also listen to the pronunciation of the words astu that is also something that you can practice from this website all of them all of them are available on our website here and I have posted the answers till last class they are available here everything is posted here you can download from here
okay okay mohammed thank you just sorry sir
we have to complete our shanti mantram so murugappan mohammed can you please do the shanti mantram and then we call it a day
oh mohammed oh
शान्ति मन्त्रं महोदय
शान्ति मन्त्रम्
एकनिमिषं
सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः ॐ सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः
सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः
सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः
सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः
सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु
सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु
मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत्
मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत्
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐ शान्ति शान्तिः
हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः
हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः
हरिः
धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः महोदय
धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः महोदय
धन्यवादः
महोदय
धन्यवादः
महोदय धन्यवादः महोदय